Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Carl Buchart, the founder and part owner of Beaulieu of America. Carl, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you doing?
I'm well. Good to be with you. I've caught you in Belgium. I think you told me you were in Oostraten, which is just north of Antwerp on the Dutch border. And I wanted to talk to you because we just ran your news the other day that you're going to compete in the 2012 Olympics in London. That's big news. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about that. For right now, you're in Belgium because you've been selected to be on the Belgium team. Is that right?
Yeah, that is correct. And the Belgian Olympic Committee didn't release the final selection until last Thursday. So it's really hot news off the press.
Okay. And it's been 12 years since you've been in the Olympics. Just, you know, if you don't mind me saying, Carl, you're 58 years old, so this is quite a feat for you to be in the Olympics, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's extremely special. Very, very, very special. I had a great time when I did it the first time in Sydney in 2000. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I was 46 years old then.
Right.
But to be able to do it now again at age 58 is very, very, very special. And my riding is going really well. I've trained real hard. As a matter of fact, I feel like I'm riding better than ever. So is the coach thinking, and my teammates are saying the same thing. So it's all good, and it feels good, and I'm just very thankful and feel very privileged to be able to do this again at my stage in life here.
I guess it pays off to stay in shape. You know, I've always kidded you. You tell me that you get up in the morning and do 300 push-ups and 300 sit-ups. If you do that for a long time, I guess you go to the Olympics, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. If you do 300 push-ups and 300 sit-ups a day for a long enough time, you know, it pays off, that's for sure. But you, mainly for this sport, you just have to be in the saddle a lot, you know. And I've been riding more than ever, really, the last year and a half, 2 years. That part has really paid off.
Okay. So there's five members of the team that are going to the Olympics to represent Belgium. And the event you're going to be in is called dressage.
No, I'm going to be in what they call three-day eventing.
Okay.
And three-day eventing is like a triathlon.
Okay.
And, you know, there is three separate disciplines in our sport. And the first one is dressage, which is an obedience test where you are judged by three judges. And it's in an arena of 20 meters by 60 meters, 66 feet by 200 feet. And you have to do all kinds of different exercises. It's like a ballet with the horse, and the horse has to do all these different side steps and extensions and the three different gaits. And you get quoted on the expression and on the accuracy of the exercise and of the smoothness of the exercise. So that part is judged by three judges.
Okay.
Then the next day, we do what we call the endurance phase, which is the most grueling part of the sport, and it is a cross-country over typically somewhere around between 40 and 45 jumps in the field, fixed jumps and combinations, and jumping in the water and jumping on top of banks and then in all kinds of different combinations those fences are put together. And it's typically a 10 to 12-minute course, which has to be run at 570 meters a minute, which is a fast pace.
Okay.
And you have to have a very, very fit horse. And as a rider, you have to be really fit so that you don't get tired and start hindering your horse rather than helping your horse.
Yes.
So that's the second day. And then the third day is a stadium jumping in an arena again, you know, just regular stadium jumping where the poles can come down.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the points of those three different disciplines are added up, and whoever has the least amount of penalty points in the end becomes the winner.
Okay. Now, is this a televised event? Do you know if people here in the U.S. can watch it when you're in competition?
Yes. I mean, pretty much all competition will be televised. I am not sure exactly how much they will show of our discipline,
right,
but I would suggest that your listeners would take a look on the London Olympics website,
mm-hmm,
and find out as much as they can on what will be televised, how and when. The opening ceremony for the Olympic Games is on the 27th of July,
right,
and our events are, we are starting the 28th, the next day,
mm-hmm,
9th, the 30th, and the 31st. So the first 4 days of the games, 28th, 29th, 30th, 31st of July, we are performing.
Okay. And so to win, I mean, it's a combination of your strength and a really good horse, right?
That's right. You have to have a good horse, and but the rider really has to be good. In order to win, the rider and the horse have to be top-notch.
Yeah.
And, you know, then everything has to still, you know, come together well for you because it's still a competition and the combination of two athletes, you know, the horse and the rider. And so everything has to come together well because it's obviously all super competitive and, you know, the best of the world are there. And so, you know, things can just go really well for you, or you can have the slightest little mishap and you have a fall or a run out, you know, a refusal on cross country. It happens real quick, and when you do, of course, you know, you're nowhere in the result.
Right, exactly. Okay, and there's something else. Where this is being held is actually in Greenwich Park, which is London's oldest royal park, so it's kind of a special venue for you to be doing the competition, isn't it?
It really is very special. It's right in the center of London. I mean, it just couldn't be more central, and it's just a privilege for us to be able to go there. And, you know, England is very, very much a horse country.
Right.
You know, the whole equestrian events will really be, you know, front and center of the game to a certain extent, you know.
All right. Well, I wish you the best of luck. I hope you win. And say hello to the Queen for us.
I'm sure we'll see her, but, you know, the Queen's, this is an interesting little piece of information. The Queen's granddaughter is a girl called Zara Phillips.
Uh-huh.
And Zara Phillips is the daughter of Mark Phillips. And Mark Phillips is the coach of the American team in this particular sport.
Is that right?
Yeah. And, you know, Mark is a real good friend of mine. And he's always, you know, we've always organized events at our farm in Chatsworth and now in our farm in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
And so Mark Phillips has always been our course designer. And so Mark has stayed with me for, you know, 25 years, four, five, six times a year at my house and all. So it's his daughter. He was married to Princess Anne.
Okay.
And it's their daughter, and her name is Zara Phillips, and she's selected for the English team, which is just beyond spectacular, and she's a good rider, but, you know, it's just wonderful that she's selected because it's very difficult to make the English team, and then for her to make it at the London Olympics in the country of her grandmother, I mean, it's just very, very special, and that's going to add some good flavor to the games.
All right. Well, it's neat for the industry to have a star like you to be in the Olympics. We'll all be pulling for you and watching you do your event. So, again, that's going to be probably on July the 28th, and we'll tune in and take a look.
It's the 28th, 29th, 30th, and 31st. Eh?
Okay. Great to talk to you, Carl. Again, we've been talking to Carl Buchart with Bowl U of America, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.
Bye-bye.